This is newly released body cam footage of the response to the attack at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. Nearly 400 officers were called to the school, but they failed to take any action for more than an hour. The shooter killed 19 students and two teachers before he was confronted by police and killed. Mike Hanna reports.
If there's only one thing that I can tell you is there were multiple systemic failures.
The three members of the bipartisan Texas House Committee held a news conference to discuss the report. It comes just a few days after this new security camera footage was released. The sounds of the children screaming are edited out, but it shows local police arriving 2 minutes after the shooting started. A few approach the classroom door, but then retreat back down the corridor after shots are fired. The report is adamant that during this time, officers at a federal or state level should have taken over control from the school police chief, Pete Arredondo, who was supposedly in charge at the school. To date, Arredondo has taken much of the blame, but Sunday's report says responsibility for the lack of action should be shared by some of the 376 law enforcement officers who had arrived, as well as their superiors at a command level.
At a minimum, there is multiple opportunities, depending on the relative training and experience of law enforcement officers, to at least ask more questions or offer their guidance to try to remedy the chaotic situation and make sure there is effective overall command. There was a lack of effective overall command that day.
The report also found the school's safety protocols fell far short. Numerous doors were left unlocked, which allowed the gunman easy access to the classrooms. In a wider context, the legislators also found that these issues were not unique to the Ross Elementary School where the shooting happened, that protocols not observed created a dangerous sense of false security.
Let me tell you, the people of Uvalde before this, they felt it couldn't happen here. They felt that. That's the false sense of security I worry about. I think some of the same systems that we found here that failed that day are across the entire state and country.
The report is dedicated to the 21 victims of the shooting and was given to family and friends at a meeting an hour before its public release. A report that drove home the tragic fact that law enforcement officials waited for some 75 minutes while gunfire continued, before a group of Border Patrol guards defied orders on the scene and rushed in to kill the gunman. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.